Hi, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. For the duration of our marriage up until 2 years ago when my wife's mother passed, we had to divide Thanksgiving between our two families. Of course, this is terribly common as married people try to appease both sides of their respective clans at Thanksgiving and Christmas. All manner of arrangements can be worked out, and we tried a variety ourselves. But my favorite years were those in which we managed to get off early the day before Thanksgiving and travel to her mother's house for an evening feast. We would then spend the night there, get up the next day, and proceed to my parents' home for Thanksgiving. To even things out, we would spend Christmas Day with her mother and then head to my folks that night. For a short span of time, we tried alternating years for which family to visit on Thanksgiving, but neither one of us was truly satisfied with that option. It goes without saying, we were blessed with a relatively close proximity, less than 3 hours, of our parents' residences. My favorite aspect of this setup was the two radically different Thanksgiving feasts of which I was privileged to partake. On the one hand, her Asian mother from Hong Kong would unleash a Chinese buffet of unparalleled deliciousness that no restaurant could approach. I mean, she could bring it. Turn around the next day and sit down to my mom's very traditional spread, replete with her masterful versions of American staples. What was not to like, other than the 72 straight hours I would have to spend on the treadmill post-holiday? Admittedly, not everyone is a fan of Chinese food, or, for that matter, American cuisine. Luckily, I am a wild boar masquerading as a human being, so there's paltry little I won't eat, and won't eat ravenously. On Wednesday evening, I would mow through Anna's mother's dishes of Chinese noodles with pork, taro root chicken, stir-fried vegetables, bok choy, Cantonese duck, fried rice and white rice, and an assortment of vegetables from her garden. After sleeping like a hibernating bear, then driving to my folks' homestead, I would dive headlong into the next Thanksgiving smorgasbord, this one featuring the usual holiday fare, turkey and dressing, chicken and dumplings, creamed corn, sweet potato casserole, turnip greens, butter beans, broccoli casserole, biscuits, and rice and gravy. There were other dishes on both tables that I didn't mention because the list has simply become embarrassing. Not to mention, I'm making myself stupid hungry talking about this. Thanksgiving is much less complicated since Mama's passing with only one household to cover, but the holiday sorely misses her presence. She bought into the American bounteous celebration and modified it to suit her style. I am thankful for the many sumptuous meals that we received at her hands, and I am grateful for every glorious layout that my mom prepares for as long as she is able. I have been twice blessed. Two feasts, diametrically different, equally delectable. Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.